New York State authorities are expanding their investigation of price fixing in the insurance industry. Attorney General Elliot Spitzer is now moving into health and life insurance. That development sent health insurance-related stocks tumbling yesterday. Cigna and Aetna stocks dropped more than 10%. Here's NPR's Chris Arnold.
Spitzer fired an opening shot in his probe last week when he sued insurance brokerage giant Marsh & McLennan, accusing Marsh of cheating customers and rigging prices. Basically, he alleged that when a customer hired Marsh to find the best deal on an insurance policy, Marsh would steer clients into overpriced policies with insurance companies that, in effect, paid Marsh kickbacks. At times, Marsh allegedly used phony bids from other companies to mislead clients. This first complaint against Marsh involved property casualty insurance.
The probe is widening from the property casualty insurers to the health insurers.
Larry Wachtel is a market analyst at Wachovia Securities. He watched yesterday as investors sold off a string of health, disability, and life insurance-related stocks as word spread that Spitzer had issued subpoenas to several companies in those sectors. Spitzer is not commenting on any of those specifically, but he is saying that before the probe is over, many types of insurance companies will be implicated. Larry Wachtel.
The only tangible thing is the gathering of information via subpoenas. And there were subpoenas issued to Aetna and Cigna, and Unum Provident indicated that they had received a subpoena. So investigations are going on. Where the investigations lead is hard to say.
But some industry watchdogs think that improper conduct has become standard practice across the industry, as was shown to be the case in the mutual fund scandal.
It's going to get ugly.
Bob Hunter is a former Texas insurance commissioner and a current director at the Consumer Federation of America. He predicts this will grow into a major scandal and that the misconduct has been affecting many people across the country.
People have to have insurance. A lot of people don't have a lot of money. Insurance is hard to afford. It's a terrible thing.
Whether there is such widespread abuse, though, remains to be seen. Meanwhile, in addition to the Spitzer inquiry, regulators from several other states are looking into the matter and may soon file their own lawsuits. Chris Arnold, NPR News.